every bar in Edinburgh, Love Bar, Abattoir, all of them, if they see me in a bar after 10 o'clock at night, they have to send me home. And they've just ignored my instructions and kept drinking, let me have a drink. It seems unprofessional.
And who were you out with last night?
I don't know. Oh, I do. Lara Bross, Mama Bross, Bross
Bagels.
Oh,
the bagel heiress.
The bagel lady.
But she can't
lady.
Be an heiress because it's her own company, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she fill your hole? That's her amusing catchphrase.
She absolutely did, but I won't tell you with
what. Yeah, it's not with bagels.
I
do you know what I did last night? What? Sorry to interrupt. So Jojo was out off her tits. I was in with my new QVC special value purchase of the day, making healthy coleslaw.
Were you?
Yep.
Well, you can
so I was buzzing
there.
Out my tights on low-fat natural yogurt.
So you're just going to sit there and be smug all afternoon?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's funny we have different lives.
We do, and I didn't mean to stay out, but it was all the launch parties. So it was the Gilded, it was the Stand, it was the List Party.
Oh, I know.
And then I kept bumping into people that
Did
I vaguely
you?
Liked. Yeah.
I bumped into quite a few people that I absolutely hated yesterday.
Okay.
So I thought...
So let's not date this podcast. So
oh, no,
can
we can't. That's
out.
The thing with the podcast. We're not allowed to say we're alive. We don't know what day it is. We don't know what... It's Christmas. Ooh.
Why there. You did what? It does
what?
It?
Oh, we're allowed to say what day it is. Oh, it's no. Friday. Fuck you. Because
it's like, you know, when
it's half 12. Do you want to know where we are? Because the rest of the fucking world doesn't.
Also, the fact that I said it was the launch night of the that people would be able to work it out.
Well, no, yeah. Because no comedians admit to listening to this because they're jealous.
No, I know.
Not naming names. Roman Granger. Oh, I'm so done with it. No, honestly, there was someone yesterday that I actually wanted to smash their head into the ground.
God, the Fringe has got to you early this year. What's happened?
Well, I knew my food meal was arriving, so I wanted home.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that was the thing. But did you have a nice night?
I did genuinely have a nice time. I just feel the festival still is being set up. It doesn't feel like anybody's ready yet.
Do you know, yeah, which is ironic that they've had, a year to prepare for it? Three. And people going, oh, it's day one, no photography, I'm clinically obese. By gay standards, thank you, you jealous little bitches. I mean, I am now a UK ambassador for WW, but I've still a long way to go. Snap away. Tag us in. We need the exposure. What was
I don't
saying?
Need any more exposure.
No, but that was the thing, because people go, oh, well, it's day one. It's like, why aren't you prepared? What's
no,
wrong
know.
With you? Why are you like that? I was actually speaking to the lovely PR Lenka over there, who was dealt a very harrowing blow by two receptionists. Who just
really?
Stared and screamed and spat sanitizer at everyone.
Is this near?
I don't want to say, but yeah.
I'll say.
It is.
Honestly.
It's those mental bents sitting out front. And this is, we have a backstage that's a kitchen, our confidential kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it backs out onto that. I hate them. Oh, they're so
I'm
rude.
Sure. They're not the same as Barabites ladies, are they?
No, they are not, because do you know what? They are filthy Glaswegian whores. They know what they are, and they're nice with it.
Yes, no,
you don't
absolutely.
Mind a salad with an STI from those bitches. It's all good. 0 points. You actually get points back for eating the salad.
Do you know I was offered sex by a 28-year-old last night, and I turned
hey.
It down.
Hey, hey,
I
hey.
I turned it
hey.
Down.
No, we are not pro-paedophile in this show. How rude. This is outrageous. Could you imagine that? Bouncing about on a 28-year-old promising it a better life with fucking coke and bagels coming out of its holes.
I genuinely said no, absolutely no
oh,
danger.
I'm glad you've got some standards.
I did say how old are you? He said 28. I went absolutely not
so
happening.
So what did he say?
He said, I would like to fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's not even 1 o'clock. I would have gone for pump, but no, you're straight in there with the F.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, lovely. What was his name?
I'm not telling you that.
No, right, okay. Do I know him?
No.
No, I do. I can tell. Yes. If he loves you that much, why isn't he here buying one of our lovely tickets?
Probably still off his face.
Oh, my God.
Which is also the reason he probably wanted to fuck me, because you're not going to want to fuck me sober, are you?
Well, not at all in my case, but, you know, no
I'm
judgment.
Not
you're not aimed at
sex.
Me. You're my friend, you silly woman.
Oh, I just need to stop. That's
yes. Yes.
No, but I did. I got home. I had some sleep. I got up. I picked the worst day to go out and get pissed because here at 12:30, for some reason, I'm doing a TikTok live.
A TikTok live?
Which I don't even know what TikTok is, but I'm doing it live at 3:00. Then I'm doing my solo show. Mm-hmm. And then I'm driving to Glasgow to do the Glee.
Wow.
And I'm very tired.
That's nice.
Although, so, I'm excited because we've got lovely guests. As always. Why are you looking at me like that for?
What? A guest where? Here
we've
or on
a
your
guest
show?
Here.
No, I know what the drill is here. I thought you were talking about the house you bent. Right. Okay, shall we have a guest on?
Cause that I was think what I was intimating.
Oh, right, okay. Because I think we've gone as far as we can with counselling, but it's been lovely catching up. Kate, would you like to come and join us? Can we have a non-patronising, sympathetic round of applause for lovely Kate Barron?
Hi, Kate.
Hello, Kate.
Grab
Hello.
Yourself a mic, my darling.
I'm
How
very
are you?
Excited to be here.
How are you, Kate?
I am good. You know what? I was afraid. I was like, can I swear? Can I do whatever? And now wow. I just feel like I'm talking to two drunk aunties.
Oh,
like,
that's so fucking rude, isn't it? That's just outrageous. This is Kate. Oh, hi. I'm old. How old are you? I'm old enough to Botox. So are fucking teenagers. How old are you, Kate? 39.
Don't
Eat
tell
shit
people.
And die.
Don't
I'm
tell
46.
People my age.
Grow up, you silly woman. Now, what's your problem, Kate? That's my first question.
Well, I do fuck the 28-year-old.
Do
so.
You?
Yes, of course.
But
you
do you
must.
Have children? Children, though, Kate.
No, I
That's
don't.
That's the difference, because my
Not
eldest...
Not any that I know of.
Right, we're good. The only reason I have that barrier is because my son's 31 and I can't go any younger than my
but
son.
But don't you just kind of want to do it just to tick it off?
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly! You said he was off his face. Why don't you just get on his face? Yeah, that's what you need to do. Don't even
is.
Fuck him. Just sit on his face and see how you like
well,
it.
Well, the reason she can't is because we are still recovering from Thrush.
Oh, what about oh Thrush?
From Glastonbury. Is it gone?
Yes.
Oh,
went
thank
ages
the Lord.
Ago.
I love this relationship. I feel like you definitely text each other while you're taking a big shit on the toilet.
We speak to each other.
I'm a stooler. That's yeah. true. I enjoy a stool. Being honest, do you?
Yeah, of course
yes,
I do.
Yes.
I did one downstairs before we started. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, but that's when I was doing all my Twitter from the shitter this morning.
Oh, that is the best time. People who don't take their phone into the bathroom, I don't understand. I think those are psychopaths.
Well, exactly.
Do you just stare ahead at the wall? Like, what are you looking at in there?
And go, that's an unusual towel rail. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, or just think about all the feeling. Like, no, it's just not.
No.
Now, tell us all about, because you are over, you have moved over to the UK from
yes.
Canada.
Yes.
Why?
Everyone asks me, everyone goes, why the fuck are you here? Why did you come? Because of you two, obviously.
Clearly. Yeah. All I would say is there's another lady that moved over from Canada and she does everything, so good luck.
Yeah, true.
Not naming names. Catherine, hi. Hope you're listening.
I'm also Catherine, so we can just bump her out of the way.
Oh my God. Get one of those voucher ads. I want cheap afternoon teas.
Perfect. I will do that. And I'm like a blonde white woman, so it'll be perfect. I'm a good substitution for her.
There's a few over. Michelle Shaughnessy's here.
Michelle Shaughnessy.
Alison June Smith, who's a very good friend of mine. She's
over
she's
here. Yeah, she's lovely.
So, There's a pattern. But women, because it was in before, it was all the Glenn Wools and the Tom Stades and the Craig Campbells that were all coming over. So now it's the women are coming over.
Exactly.
I like it.
We have to escape the sex pests in Canada and come over here.
Oh, do you have them there as well?
I mean, they're everywhere. I think there's actually probably more of them here, but you know, that's why I came over here.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of one myself, so I have to come over and fit into the fucking crowd.
So you want to be bothered?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I absolutely want to be bothered.
Okay. That's
yes.
Right.
Follow me down the street if I'm walking down. Yeah. Catcall me. Tell me my fucking ass looks good. Thank you.
And
I would love that.
You are Kate_Barron at Twitter for anyone
listening
and looking to stalk. Right. Okay. That's
don't give up my fucking address next.
Well, I don't think you have one, dear. I think you're so fluid and free.
You have revealed quite a lot about Kate, her age. And absolutely. Does Barron, if you don't have children, is Barron also because you're Barron or not? Just that's just your name.
Even by my standards,
you know what?
That's rude.
Surprisingly, I have actually never been pregnant, which is remarkable considering my questionable past.
Well, then probably you're Barron. Barron by name, Barron
you,
by
me
nature.
And my doctor can have that conversation one day.
Wow.
This has gone deep. I moved over here in 2019.
Right.
I came over here because I saw the comedy scene was so big and like there was lots to do over here. And things like Edinburgh Fringe, just it doesn't exist at all in Canada to any degree.
Is there still Yuck Yucks?
There is still Yuck Yucks. So I'm a Yuck Yucks comedian.
Okay.
But they've closed down in a number of cities.
Because of pandemic?
Yeah, and I don't know. It's just their business model or something, whatever was happening, they were just closing down and the pandemic hurt it even further. And when you sign with Yuck Yucks and you're a Yuck Yucks comedian, this is the weirdest thing. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah, no, I've heard.
If
tell
you're signed
the
with them, you cannot perform at another comedy club in that city if there's a Yuck Yucks there. But they won't book you every weekend and every night. So you just have to rely on the work of one club in your city or tour the other cities.
Wow. And how long did you do that for? Because that seems very restrictive.
Yeah, I did it for around a year. You can do independent shows, but you can't do other big clubs because it's such a small scene there. It's very competitive. But it made you, like, it forces you to get better quickly.
In the reverse of what you've done career-wise, do you know that James Mullinger?
I know of him, yeah.
Yes, because he's gone over there and seems to be very famous over there. Is that correct? No.
Would we say that? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. I think he does well. I don't know if it's super mainstream. I don't know.
I'm not saying he's like Oprah or anything like that. I just think he's had more success over there.
Well, no one's Oprah except for you, maybe.
Well, clearly. Thank you.
Look at you.
I love bread. But she owns WW and she likes bread.
Yes, no,
do you
absolutely.
Actually work for WW?
Yes, yes, yes.
Not that I don't believe it because look at you, you're beautiful.
Oh, I'm beautiful, but no, I was 20 stone, 2 pounds. I don't know what that is in kilograms, and I'm now 17 something. That's
okay.
Been over like three. Thank you.
My show is all about weight and weight loss and everything.
Are you troubled as well, my darling?
Oh, I've been fucking troubled for a minute.
Have you been a heifer?
I have been beyond a heifer. I used to call it baby fat, but then I think when you start being able to legally like order drinks in bars and blow guys in the bathroom, you can't really call it baby fat anymore.
Are you gay? Are you a gay man?
I am a gay man, in fact.
There she blows.
So what were you at your heaviest?
At my heaviest, I don't know what it would be in kilos, but so there's some context. I've lost in the last couple of years 13 and a half stone.
Oh my God.
So I've lost a big person.
So what did you do then?
Well, so Weight Watchers or WW, whatever the new
trendy,
WW, the new
7-day plan for free.
Not to shit on you, but
oh, please, I'm not into scat.
Unless you're into that, yeah.
Feces
yeah.
aren't my thing. I like them in the toilet where I can see and smell them.
Yes. I have done it, and I did Weight Watchers and WW. I've done it low. Like, I think the first meeting I ever went to, I was maybe 13. So I've done it on and off for years and years and years. I've done Jenny Craig. I've done. At like any diet you can imagine, I have done it.
Okay.
And then I just got to this point where I was like bigger and bigger, and I actually went and had a weight loss surgery.
Right. So what did you have? Did you have a balloon, a band, or a sleeve?
The sleeve.
So can you talk everyone through what that is?
Yes.
I'm absolutely fascinated. It's like you're speaking Latin. It's like you've got this whole conversation about what on earth, what do you mean a sleeve?
It's two fatties getting on. This is
Hey, I'm an ex-fatty, you little bitch. Pipe down. Yeah,
me too, I'm still a little, you know.
So what did you...
So basically what happens with the sleeve is they put four laparoscopic incisions in a diamond shape on your stomach, on your abdomen. And then, so a sleeve, the stomach, if you can picture it, sort of like a kidney kind of shape. I don't know how, like, you know, the stomach shape where it goes straight up and then kind of goes out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those surgical trays.
Yeah,
for the instruments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you a doctor too?
No, I just have a keen eye for nonsense.
So what they do is they go in through the holes and then they cut down. So they cut out about 80 to 85% of your stomach and they cut it off and they physically pull it out through one of the incision sites and then they stitch it up. So you're left with a sleeve of a stomach. So like a small little stomach and that's it.
And you're asleep for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're out. No, they just give you a shot of whiskey and tell you to shut the fuck up. They do it in the back of some guy's van. It was a great deal. It was just slightly less than my fringe expenses. It was perfect.
Oh my God. So I know someone who shall remain nameless, and I'm not going to name them, who did that in Glasgow. And didn't take it seriously and would have half a Weetabix, then 3 bottles of wine, and then fall out of their hot tub.
Yeah.
That's not the way to do it.
That's not the way. The best thing about this, I used to be, like, I could party. I could rival you, I bet, in how I used to be able to party. Like, 2 bottles of wine, I could put back easily.
Oh, I can do that through one episode of The Housewives. I may not be out, but I'm having a good time in.
But now, if I have like one glass of wine or a glass and have a wine, I'm like, yeah. So I don't drink that much anymore, but that I have taken it really seriously and followed all of their instructions.
You've just lost a friend.
What, Danny?
She's just lost a friend. She's turned off.
I'll still do coke with you. Let's go get fucked up.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Well done.
That's the model's drug, so let's do that.
But so was it the surgery that then caused you not to be able to drink, or just you don't want to drink? So
no, you can drink after the surgery, but it's just like, if you're going to make this change and you're going to change your habits and change your life, are you really going to fall back into those? And when you get drunk, you eat worse, you make worse decisions. I don't even smoke, and I've smoked like a pack of cigarettes in a night being drunk before.
But you know, the thing with me and weight was, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was fat before COVID. I hate people that use that as an excuse. But it's when you drink, because I can drink like 3 or 4 bottles of wine a night. I'm not saying that that's anything to aspire to, but I'm good value, kids, okay? But by the time you've headed into blackout, having prepared a lovely, nutritious meal, then you're ordering pizzas.
Of course.
Is where the trouble begins.
That is where. And then the next day you wake up, you feel like shit, and you go, I'm hungover. I need greasy food to soak this up. Mm. And then you kind of feel lazy, and you go, I'm not going to fucking cook something healthy. And it is this cycle. And especially, I'm a comic. I'm out gigging all the time. I'm on the road. I'm running from, you know, show to show. So...
But I remember having some personal trauma in my life, and I was drinking a lot, right? Fuck the wine. I was on like 1.5 liters of Morrison's own gin. How disgusting. An evening, right? And I used to phone the local takeaway, and I'd phoned an order, and she went, I know you're going through a hard time, but we can't ever get into your building. You're just wasting your money, so we're going to stop serving you. So I was cut off from
you
a takeaway.
Oh, yes. My God.
I won't name it, Javits. And that woman was so nice that I took her flowers. And that was a wake-up call, because I was kind of like, you're getting out of hand.
So are you sober now?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just a bit more restrained.
That was a wake-up call. That was
my rock bottom. Takeaway.
He's just got a little bit more restraint about him.
Okay.
I am also fascinated.
I thought this was your big, like... Your big like realization in your moment of like, I hit rock bottom.
Oh God, no. If I didn't drink, I would be in prison for murder.
Yeah, fucking fair. I've almost knocked a few heads in the last couple of days, so I get it.
So again, I am fascinated by this. So if you've had the surgery and you overeat, would you put weight back on, or does it stop you from putting weight back on?
It's hard to eat, but if you eat foods, they call them slider foods. I'll give you all the gross terms that they say. So they're called slider foods. So things like crisps, popcorn, bread, that kind of thing. It's just easy to go down and doesn't have a lot of nutrition value. It doesn't fill you up.
Okay.
Things like veggies and semen. Oh, that I'll guzzle that back. 2 liters a night for sure of that. But... Like if you're eating protein and veggies, those fill you up and keep you full for longer. And when you start to get full, now I have weird things. So my nose will start to run, or I'll get the hiccups if I get full.
Oh,
you can't chew gum anymore. You can't drink out of straws. You can't have any carbonated beverages at all. So I've had like a little bit of champagne at a friend's wedding. But other than that, no carbonated beverages for the last 2 years now or so. So there are certain rules. But some people, again, don't follow them because they say the gas... will expand your stomach. It's a muscle, right? Like you can stretch your stomach so it can grow if you eat like shit. And if the little bit of food you're eating is really high, like calories and fat and all of that, like a lot of people do gain the weight back. But I've used it as like a new lease on life, basically.
Are you familiar with a broadcasting legend from this country called Vanessa Feltz?
I don't know her.
Keep it that way. but it was just when you said about sliders, because she's often in ladies' weekly magazines with the headline, Friends Fear She Is Drinking Custard Again. And, no, it's true, though. Have you seen that? And I remember she was on this morning, and she went, oh, yeah, I drink custard. I just want something to slither down. And you're like, why would you admit that on public television?
Because quite a lot of people, like Anne Diamond, did she not have surgery?
She had a gastric band.
She drinks custard.
Not Anne Diamond.
No,
Vanessa Feltz does.
Okay,
and then
remember,
Fern Britton got a gastric band and
tell
said
anybody.
It was to do with bike riding and dog walking, you big fat liar, Fern Britton.
All of these, there's a lot of people, like Rebel Wilson dropped a lot. I don't know. Maybe they didn't, but there's a lot of celebrities who drop weight quite quickly and they go, and I call bullshit on a lot of it.
Rebel Wilson also dropped a lot after presenting the BAFTAs, didn't she? Because that wasn't a pleasant watch. Were you exposed to
that?
It was really hellish, and I'm pro-women.
You're pro-woman? Oh, that's good.
Because I'm basically a woman.
As a woman, I really appreciate that.
As a woman, absolutely. As a black woman as well, I feel everything. More
than
a lot of people.
He was an Indian woman.
Well, that's true, actually. So I don't see colour. I'm multicultural.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have a colour TV. You just watch in black and white, right?
Do you know, actually, I just replay memories in my head and sniff glue because it's calorie-free. It's
replay
no point.
Replay the memories of ordering the takeaway and getting denied that?
I
cannot believe you got cut off from takeaway.
Well, there was one day, so I had to go to one that I won't name, Darren's, which is fucking honking. I'm sure it's staffed by rats and there's rats in the food. And I remember I used to like a doner kebab pizza, right? So I ordered the 21-inch and then there was, I woke up to an answer message and he went, oh, we couldn't get in last night. We've still got your pizza. And I went, give me an hour. I'll be good to drive. I drove round, got the pizza, came back, put a load of salad cream on it and ate it with the dog.
That sounds like you definitely had diarrhea after that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have a very robust constitution.
Oh, do you? Can you just
No, I'm anything. A solid movement.
Oh, that would just right
He's
out
never
of
a skitterer, are you?
No.
Niecy's flashing us, darling.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's scratched
the surface. Quickly.
That went way too fast.
Can you come back?
100%. Yes. I want to come back.
But in the meantime, tell us where your show's on, what time, et cetera, et cetera. Give them the information out
yes.
to the...
My show is called Kate Barron Losing Myself. Mm. It's on every night at 9 p.m. at the Tron. And the tickets are, you can get them online, but they're £6 in advance or just come for free and pay what you want at the end.
Cool. And let
it's good. Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, there's
Kate,
options.
Do you come back?
Yes. I want to come back.
We've barely sniffed your bagel.
I know. I need to tell you all about dumping syndrome next. That's a whole other thing that we didn't get into.
Stooling.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally in. Right, come over. Round of applause for Kate,
thank
please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks, darling.
Lovely.
Oh, yes. No, more of that.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely perfect.
More of that. Now, we're quite international today because next guest, I think, is Welsh. I think that's correct.
Welsh from the valleys.
Well, from the valleys. Did you watch that? Come up. Give him a round of applause.
Mr. Morgan Rees.
Hello. How are you?
Lovely to see you.
Good to see you. Are you well?
We're good. Grab a microphone, grab a seat, tell us your chat, what's happening.
Yes,
Did you watch The Valleys?
No. Well, yeah, but I used to work in a club where it was glam.
Oh, and it was anything but?
Yeah, it was
absolute
dog shit.
It was not glam, honestly. It was like the 80s.
Well, the nightclub was called Glamour.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I love those ironic titles that are absolutely the antithesis of what you go into. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, it was. I auditioned for the Valleys.
Did you? Why didn't you get in?
I was underage, but I lied about it at the time.
Oh my God, you're Nadine Coyle.
Yeah. I did that. It just didn't work.
Goodness. Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame because they would have. I think they would have done well with you.
I would have. I was fake tanning it then, and like I was ex rugby boy. I think I would have suited it.
What was the name of that girl? Shaisha, Sinatra.
I can't remember.
Oh, she was a nightmare. She ended up in Big Brother as a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one of them that wanted to join the Valleys because it meant that she could move down to Cardiff and she thought it would help her become closer to Beyonce. I remember that.
Oh my God, that's correct. This woman was so delusional. Wow. She thought she had the same amount of talent as Beyonce, didn't she?
Yeah.
But imagine launching yourself in Cardiff on the international stage. What a tit. How are you?
I'm lovely, thanks. How are you both?
I think you've heard it all.
Yes, I'm a bit rough around the edges today, Morgan, if I'm honest. But I'll battle through. I'm not a quitter. Are you still living in Wales?
No, I moved. I spread my wings, and I live in Bristol now. But I'm only 10 minutes down the road.
Very clipped wings. You didn't exactly spread them that far.
No. Do you enjoy living in Bristol?
Yeah, man, I love Bristol. It's full of wankers. I get on well with them.
Oh well, there you go. That's all fine. Now we were discussing weight with Kate.
Yes,
that is a show in itself. By the way, Kate, dictate. You were a larger lady as well.
Yeah, I used to be a lot larger.
How fat were you?
I got to 18 stone.
18 stone.
I was a prop forward for quite some time.
Right.
So that was peak. And that was custard based as well.
Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Glad you could make it on.
Thank you very much. No, it was university. I just loved custard and angel cake. So I just used to have one every single day.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I sort of looked at myself.
What did you do? Did you do anything as...
drastic.
Drastic as the gastric.
I just got into rowing and hating myself, and then all of a sudden I was thinner.
Oh, nice. Don't worry, Norris and Parker, you seem to be at target weight. We won't be talking about this with either of you.
I was just about to ask, was this pre-booked as the Fat Fuckers
episode?
How dare
you? You turn up here every day like a human pube, and I've got some of my own people around me, you jealous skinny cow.
Have you always been in a great shape like that?
No. When growing up, yeah, I was always skinny, and then I had kids, and I was still skinny. And then it was my second husband who is a larger gentleman and a feeder. So I did get up to 13 stone, but it really didn't suit me. I didn't like it.
Well, it was funny. My niece met Jojo properly for the first time yesterday, and she went, "I always forget how thin she is." I said, because in her photos, she looks would think she's a fat woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
I thought that was
you got fat photos.
And I said, no, she's the human pube. That's your name, mate, for the rest
always
of
look,
the room.
In photographs, I always do look enormous. It's weird.
Yeah, that's why I don't take them. Do you understand? It's just but not only you were fat, you were bi as well. So, I mean, a really hard life.
Really hard life.
Yeah.
Still am.
Oh, my God, you're still bi.
I'm still bi.
Are you one of these bis that leans towards the bumming, or are you like 50-50 vag based?
No, I lean in, lean out. Yeah, I'm proper in. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Are you on PrEP?
Yeah, I am on PrEP.
Oh, thank God. Right, okay. I thought we were going to have to hose you down with an antibacterial wipe. What's he stinking of today? Latino inches? Razzle? We don't know. Do you find it hard being taken seriously as a bisexual person? And I mean that seriously, because they do get a lot of flack.
Because they're fucking greedy.
Sorry?
Because they're greedy.
It's because of ignorant opinions like this that I thought I'd bring that up. Yes. Norris and Parker are retching into the low-fat Rivitas now. They're going, we're not having this.
They're actually...
we're not that great.
Actually, being serious, I am taking the piss. There have been studies done that they reckon that most people are bisexual by nature.
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
I was gay in my father's scrotum. Believe me, my mother expelled me from her boredom. She spat down. I went, hey. And I think she knew she was in for a bumpy ride with baby Bunty.
And you've delivered.
Well, exactly. No, I couldn't. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that the other day. That I couldn't imagine being anything other than being gay. Mm. See the people you meet. Oh, my God. I mean, really, what's a bit of bullying and... You know, wanting to take your own life as a child, that when you get into nightclubs and you meet all these nutters, it all makes it kind of worth it. So do you enjoy being a Betty both ways?
Yeah, I love it. It's wicked.
Do you find it's difficult? So someone that listens to this podcast, and I won't name, they live in Manchester, and they were seeing someone who was a bisexual and then split up because the bisexual was telling this person that he was with women, which I thought, well, if you're a bisexual, you would be. So do you find that people find it difficult because it's all that competitive thing?
Well, I think that's how you view relationships, isn't it? If you go, oh, it's so competitive, then why is a relationship a competition?
Yes.
And then it's all based down on trust at the end of the day, isn't it? And also there's open relationships now and they're wicked. So other than that, but yes.
Are you in an open relationship?
I'm not. I've flirted with it. And it all, so it just works. It's all based on trust. It's not a competition. You go, oh, there's so much. Oh, well, you're going to walk into a room and then there's competition over there. There's men over there. There's women over there. There's people that are in between. There's people that don't conform to it. All this competition. You just go, we got not trust. And then you go, yeah, wicked.
Did you see the Sex and the City episode where Carrie flirted with bisexuality?
No. No, I think
you should watch that. Okay. You should watch that.
Why should I watch it? What happens?
Well, I just think you need to be a bit more informed.
When did it manifest itself in you? Did you always just attracted to people regardless of gender, or when did you start?
Always growing up. Didn't
always
act on
boys
it.
Growing up, not girls.
Oh, no, everything.
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 So you had a Cindy and an action man.
Neither. Okay. I had a rugby ball and a PlayStation. But
which is technically trigger porn.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, only Nathan gets that. It's hardcore sporting DVDs for special gents.
Some things that I learned from these pair are honestly...
Hey, don't judge us, bitch. We haven't been out all night.
I haven't been out all night. I've got 3 hours sleep.
So what? So you talk openly about your bisexuality in the show?
Yeah. Well, because I came out pretty late. It's only because I didn't know because I wasn't sure where I sat on the whole spectrum, whether I was on the spectrum. And that is the whole thing when you question whether you're bi. So because of a lot of people, it's a stepping stone. A lot of people are bisexual and they see it as, it'll be easier if I say I'm bisexual, then I'm actually gay. And I knew that was my final destination, but I didn't know other people that could be. So I just stayed in the closet for quite some time. But then, came out, got into bumming.
I'm glad then someone else has said it on this podcast other than me.
Then I started having sex with men, and it was all pretty good. Yeah.
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
It just depends on the man, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you?
I think it's nice that we're all in agreement that having sex with men is nice.
Yeah.
Because men get a bit of a hard time at the moment, but they're quite good in bed.
Well, that's true, actually. Look at the allegations about Radio 1's Tim Westwood.
Oh, did you watch that documentary?
About
that was
him?
Horrific.
No. Yeah. No, he's really ugly. I couldn't look at that for all that length of time. I like kind of pretty things in nice colours.
No, absolutely.
Have you watched Uncoupled on Netflix with Neil Patrick Harris?
I haven't watched that, no.
Do you watch anything, Morgan?
No, I do. Mainly me. But, I do watch things. I watch a lot of anime, which is why I think I was bisexual. Oh,
no, I'm out. I know so many bears in London that are all about animation and PlayStations, and do you know why? Because they can't deal with reality. I honestly, they absolutely can't. Life at the end of the flex is not a real life. Are you a gamer?
A gamer? A little bit, yeah.
I'm appalled. I really am appalled. This is absolutely outrageous. It was interesting you mentioned coming out, because I never came out, because frankly, ta-da! Did you feel a need to come out? Do you feel that people need to announce their sexuality nowadays? Or?
Oh, I don't think they need to, no. Did I have to? Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I came up to my mum and she was in Massillon.
Oh my God, not even a nice shop. Talk us through.
I don't know, I heard something on the radio and I felt just so compelled to come out because I was dating a woman at the time as well. So I thought, who are the most difficult people to tell? My parents. So I just told them first. She didn't tell me she was shopping. She got annoyed because she said, I have to go home now. It was halfway through.
This was your girlfriend or your mum?
This is my mum.
Well, this was your mum. So you were in Matalan. What were you buying?
Oh, no, my mum was in Matalan. I just had to call. I did it over the phone.
Well, that kind of news could put you off a jumper purchase.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a nasty blouse. Maybe you did her a big favour.
Mm-hmm. I probably did.
Yeah?
It's Matalan.
And well, how did she react? Was she very open to it?
No, my mother has been the one that's struggled with it the most.
Okay.
All the men totally get it. All the straight men totally get it. Not a problem in the slightest.
And we know why that is, because they're all gay.
Yeah, absolutely, because they're just going, oh, I wish I could. That's all it is. No, they're all fine with it.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? Because it is just a fear, and I think the vast majority, I mean, obviously you've got homophobes, you've got racists, and because they breed that into their intergenerational pond life plankton scum, you're never going to remove that problem. But the vast majority, I think, of informed people are like, you have a great life. You know, you are fluid and being very true to yourself.
Yeah. The only sort of biphobia or bite back I get is from, I don't want to paint everyone with the same stroke, but it's usually a gay men and straight women because they just go, oh, you're just lying to yourselves.
That was you.
Did I do that?
You just called him greedy.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Just because I like saying it.
She's still in the room, people.
But I generally think it must be quite liberating to just kind of see whoever's attractive and then...
Once you own it, once you sit in it, you know, shoulders back, let's enjoy everything. And then you sort of just go, am I attracted to gender? Am I attracted to personality? Maybe it's that it. But then I've fucked some awful personalities. So I think it's...
Oh, haven't we all?
I think it might be gender, actually.
I married once.
Sorry to be so dinosaurous.
Yeah, I've never understood that I fall in love with a person. Because you're like, well, you must like one bit of equipment more. If you catch my drift.
Oh, I don't know. All the equipment's quite nice, isn't it? Just got to be a bit of a handyman.
Well, see, I'm down on one side of the equipment.
Yeah.
I like the tools as opposed to the toolbox.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you see what I mean?
Is this where top and bottom comes in?
No. Oh. And don't defile it with such ridiculous labelled pish. Are you a top or are you a bottom? He'll be verse. Wait for this. Verse.
No, I'm not. I'm a
verse and addicted to Covstert.
No, I'm a boring old top.
Oh, you're a boring old top?
I'm a boring
God
old
almighty,
top.
That's one thing that Edinburgh needs more of. You'll do very well. Even if your show doesn't sell, you'll get your hole. Honestly, Edinburgh is essentially a load of Tupperwares without lids. It's a wash with a sea of bottoms. And the worst thing is lazy bottoms. Bottoms with a bad attitude and bottoms that don't douche. Bottoms that think that going for a stool is douching. And let me tell you, it is not.
Oh. It's well seen your family aren't in today.
I know! They're very middle class. They're not bummers. Well, one of them is, but we don't talk about it.
What's
not me.
Lucky episode this has turned out for. I hope you're primed, girls.
So boring on top. Now, Can I ask you a question then? With the ladies, do you enjoy the work of the secondary mule?
Of the what?
The secondary mule. So a lady has a primary mule,
yep,
and then she has a secondary mule. So the secondary mule is what gentlemen have. So do you do the same with the ladies?
No.
No, no.
No.
Treat them nice.
Yeah. I treat the ladies with dignity. No, yeah, no, no, no. Vaginas. What's going on?
I have got no idea what's going on now, but that might be something to do with my hangover. I am interested to know what Morgan. So, do you talk about all of this in your show, or is this just by the by? Excuse the pun.
She's up to speed.
I talk about it a little bit, but in the fact that, like, when you do have a queerness or an otherness about you, for a lot of people, it's not my major facet. In the fact that I am bisexual, but I'm more lazy than I am bi. You know, I'm like, the show is called Bi and Large. That's because I'm larger than I am bi. I just talk about that.
Okay, oh, brilliant. And has your mother come round to you? Has your mother come round to you?
Yes, slowly, very slowly. Like, it was, whenever I would talk about bringing someone home, it would always be, oh, what's she like? Or are you going on a date? Oh, what's her name? You
just Kevin.
Her name is Kevin.
Dave.
Trevor. It's slowly ticking for her.
Do you know something, though? It's a shame, because I always think, quite genuinely, and I don't know about you, but then I wouldn't consider you a traditional parent, that any traditional parent doesn't want to think of their child engaging in any activity unless it's to bring a grandchild into the world. So I don't understand why they kind of ruminate on these things and possibly repel themselves with the mechanics of something that may or may not be happening.
I genuinely do think what happens, and I'm not like this, but I do know a lot of parents who live their lives vicariously through their children, so they have an expectation usually of things that they fail to do in their adult life that they then perpetuate onto their children and want them to be a certain way. So they want them to go to university, be a doctor, have grandchildren and all that kind of stuff. So I think if you have a preconceived idea of how your child should be, is then when sometimes parents struggle if it goes against that picture.
But the thing is, you could be a doctor. God, that all came out in a sentence. And a bi person.
What?
Is this on? That's what I'm saying, though. You could be a doctor and a homo or a bi person.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes.
You can.
I think we're done. Reese, I could talk to you all day, frankly. I'm hoping this gets incinerated on the way out. Kill it with fire. For God's sake, love. Oh, where are you on? Where can people find you?
I am on at the Peasants Courtyard, Bunker One.
Oh, Bunker One, top bunk.
Bunker One, 6:10 every day. You can find tickets online and they are super available.
Thank you for your honesty. I've sold out. Have you fucked?
Exactly. I would like to see that I'm doing a preview show ahead of him and it's called Lube Up Love. Right. Okay, come on, you round of applause.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
have a good run. Oh, yeah, going for a hug with her. Nice. Norris and Parker, get your arses up here. Right, keep that applause
Hello,
going.
Norris and Parker.
What to do? Yes, yes, I was going
to. Oh, yes, we did another chair.
Now, you ladies have to.
And you'd have to share a mic.
Yeah, you have to share a mic because of the cost of living crisis.
I seem to be. Am I hard of understanding today? Is that what's happened to me?
What, dear?
Am I not understanding things today?
No. I genuinely tried to disagree with a point and you didn't understand that. So we'll move on. You're doing really well. Hello, ladies, and thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good. I'd like to start by saying I fuck a 28-year-old on a regular basis.
Do you?
And I'd give it a go.
Are you
but
also
how old
56?
Are you? But you're not 56.
I'm 35, so it's 7 years.
Oh, so that's okay. I'd go 70, but I think 20-odd years is too much, isn't it?
No, I was in a relationship with a 53-year-old man when I was 24 for nearly 5 years.
Okay.
It was very, very beautiful.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
How did your parents deal with that?
Were they okay? Well, my parents are older parents, so my dad was still 20 years older than him. So it was kind of like, okay. Yeah, I've got older siblings as well that were the same age as him.
But I just think for a lot of parents, I think they'd be like, oh, you've maybe waved goodbye at your chance to have children and all that kind of stuff. So I think for some people,
definitely,
it can be really difficult.
And that's why we broke up, actually.
Because you wanted to have kids and he didn't at that age.
Yeah. Oh, did he have children?
He did, yeah.
Right, okay.
Suddenly just gone really deep. She was a wonderful stepmother. I was. They were my age.
Oh, nice. So was that awkward?
Well, I never met them. They didn't want to meet me.
Oh. See, then that makes everything so tricky, doesn't it? If there's a sort of animosity or kind of, you can't kind of be a proper family.
How did that make you feel? Because that's kind of...
Yeah, it's been long enough now since we broke up to mourn it, but it was very sad,
But no, it would have been because, I mean, to be rejected by anyone on a face-to-face level, but by virtue of age, circumstance or whatever, that's really kind of horrible.
Yeah, but I think I wasn't quite... and now I'm in my 30s, I think I can look back and see it differently. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it feels hurtful, but I feel like I also respect that.
Of course.
Yeah. I had a stepmother, and I didn't take it well. I used to put her toothbrush in the toilet.
Did you?
Wow. But I think it was an affair, so I think it was okay.
Yeah. No, I think that is okay.
Yeah.
She was just some kind of pox-ridden harlot looking to ruin your life.
Again, well, it's a societal kind of conditioning that we have, don't it? You kind of, your mom and dad are together, and so if there's any breakup of that and deferring from that, deviating, that's the word, I'm looking for words today.
Deviating
from your family, nucleus family.
Yeah, which I totally get. Freak out, totally respect
don't
that. Yeah.
Even though the parents probably hate each other.
I would make a wonderful stepmother.
You would make a wonderful stepmother.
I'm ready now. I'm 32. We're at that age.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Well, so are you in another relationship now?
No, I'm single and I really would love to meet somebody. But
okay, there's no point in looking at me. I can't help you.
I have my eyes on you.
Morgan, on the other hand, is he still
there? Morgan, Reese. Now, I'm a seafarer. I enjoy seamen. Your show is nautical.
Great segue.
So can you give us a flavour of life on the ocean wave with you lovely talented ladies?
Yeah, so the show's called Sirens. So it's kind of a nautical theme, although it's not all nautical, isn't it? We've had this conversation where we're like, do you think you should tell people it's not all nautical? Yeah, we've got like other sketches, other characters' songs. We play heightened versions of ourselves. We celebrate our friendship. There's a really narcissistic slideshow. With photos.
Or like Chris Whitty. Next slide.
I don't know, but we have like hundreds of weeks because we've been friends, best mates for about, 13?
How did you meet?
Years. So we met at drama school.
Of course.
We met at drama
school. You met at drama school at 13. Were you very precocious?
We were child stars.
Precocious child stars.
Were you at, the Emma Bunton Academy, the Sylvia Young?
No.
We went to Manchester Met.
Oh, right.
We didn't get into the London
Oh, but that
school.
Was Victoria Wood and all that, wasn't it? Yeah, Julie Walters and everybody.
Yeah,
at the school of Met.
We had the same birthday and we discovered that and we used to just mess around a lot and then we were in a play.
Oh, it was very Victoria Wood. Yeah. And who had the same birthday or something? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we, kind of started doing comedy from there.
Oh.
So it's, it's been like us being mates and doing comedy for years and years and years.
Because this isn't your first Edinburgh, you've been here...
Five times. Edinburgh since 2013.
Yeah.
So we've done like Free Fringe, Tonic, Pleasance, and now we're at Monkey Barrel. So we're sampling.
Nice. Monkey Barrel have come up on the inside and overtaken
it's
quite
a
lot
trend,
of.
A bit hipster. Yeah.
It's got a bit of kudos. Yeah, does the old Monkey Barrel? I mean, they pay shit, but that's all right.
Right. Well, we'll move on from that. I think someone's angry. Why?
How come? Do you not like Monkey Barrel?
Oh, I love Monkey Barrel.
Like
it's an absolutely great club. I just think their fees are below par for pro weekends. But that's just a bugbear.
Because they like an MC to MC for £30, but that's for the year. It's a bit like yuck yucks. You're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to eat. You're just stuck in that basement like one of Fritzl's victims crying and touching yourself to get through the lonely days and nights.
God.
So, no, lovely place.
We'll bear that in mind.
No, it is. Yeah. It's a fantastic club. Which room are you in?
Monkey Bar 4, on Blair Street, opposite
original
one.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good.
It's lovely. Yeah.
And what time of day are you on?
9:15. So we clashed with Kate, we were gutted about.
Yeah. 9:15 at night?
Yeah.
I don't understand people who have shows at 9:15 in the morning. And there are people that do it.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Shakespeare for Breakfast.
No thanks.
Which my friend did 3 years in a row.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Are you still friendly with them?
Yeah. No, you get a free coffee and a croissant.
Oh.
At Shakespeare for breakfast.
You have to be very careful. Pastry is a poof's worst enemy. So a lot of homos wouldn't have gone to that because they can't deal with the butter.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're...
And the crumbs?
Well, no, it's just the fact that it's fatty.
I handed something coming out of Summer Hall last night, which was a free breakfast somewhere, but I can't remember where it is, and I've lost the voucher. But hey ho.
Have you had breakfast today?
No.
How do you decide on the theme of your show? If you've done five, how important, like, do you pick up the theme first, or what do you do?
No, we'd like try the theme comes later. We try and sort of like do it. We try and just write what we think is funny, and then we'll see a theme developing later on. Mm-hmm. We did have a theme 1 year. We did when we did Burn the Witch at Pleasance, which was our last show, 2018. We had a theme which was like witchcraft and sex witches. So there was a lot of theme of exploring around that, and it was kind of like more of a show that there was one world where all the characters inhabited, whereas this is more of a sketch show.
Now that's interesting, because in Scotland, our First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, she pardoned and apologised to witches from 400 years ago, which I thought was a great use of parliamentary time.
Absolutely.
Because I thought those poor witches, you know,
money.
In the ground crying.
Yeah, there's a lot of hipster witches in East London, sort of Hackney, and there was a petition to get the witches pardoned there. That was like a big...
Oh, for God's sake. It's ever since Bimini went on Drag Race, in all honesty. I think she represents the East London witch coven. That kind of thing.
I'm not unsympathetic to retrospective, do you know what I mean, making things better from the past, but not that far back. I mean, do you know what I mean? The poor
wasps
that didn't get their pensions, let's fix things like that. Bloody witches that died 400 years ago.
The wasps?
Yeah, the wasps.
What, New York socialites didn't get their pensions?
No.
Have you watched Sex and the City? I think you should. I should. Do you know what?
That's
I'd like
cause I can get.
I would like a pardon for yesterday when I drove over to pothole. That's relevant.
That is relevant.
That's some mouldy old pointed hat.
Screaming. Oh, there's a question. How much are you being charged for your accommodation in Edinburgh this year?
I feel like £150, which is disgusting, but I've heard of worse.
Yeah, that's.
And that I'm in each?
So I'm in my own small little prison cell with no daylight, and it's freezing cold. But
for
we've discussed the monkey battle. Where are you living?
Oh my God, I'm a bit traumatised actually. So my room is quite nice, but it's cold. But it's also right by the toilet, and every morning I'm getting one of the flatmates massive poo at 9 o'clock every morning. And this morning he was giving himself a motivational speech, and I was texting Sinead. I was texting Sinead like, it's gold. Yesterday it was just the standard poo and plop and wipe, and then this morning it was, you can do it.
Oh my
God. Well, actually,
I'm really upset about
this. You know Julie Goodyear that was in Coronation Street, Bette Lynch? There is a point to this. So when she was in the Big Brother house, allegedly, they knew that she was kind of being able to speak to her hairdresser, and they'd bugged her room, and she was a troubled stooler. And every time she would push and it would come out, she would go, oh, come to mama.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
Well, I'm going to start doing it now as revenge.
Oh, I think you should.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
We're not sold out.
Not so much of a bottom now.
Oh, I'm the top. Oh my God, you should hide all this guy's fiber supplements. Try and get him constipated. Give him the croissants.
I know. Oh, he's really sweet, but I can't look him in the eye now, and I know his bowel movements.
But I think that's the thing.
People do get into a rhythm, don't they?
Slave to the rhythm of stooling.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Regular as clockwork, going on a daily basis at the same time.
And you have a squatty potty, don't you, Kate?
Yeah. I do. I have a squatty potty.
Because
we poo the wrong way, don't we? We have to sort of.
And ironically, you could call that a footstool.
Yeah. So if you.
Sorry, I'm just amusing myself.
So we shouldn't be sitting with our feet in the ground. We should be with our pelvic further back up.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to push.
It should fall out like an acorn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it should be, it's not the Kinsey scale, but you know how you get these memes, what colour do you like your toast, what colour do you like your tea? There's a stooling scale. Yes. And it should be kind of, it's like a more kind of burnished ochre.
Mm.
That shows good health.
I can't believe you're ming over the colour of keek.
Nice and rich. Do you remember Gillian McKeith? She's a key theme in our show, and she has a special appearance.
She doesn't actually turn up, the actual woman.
Not saying anymore.
Shut
you have
up.
To come and
Seriously.
See us at Monkey Bar at 9:15 to
She'll
know what
probably
we're doing.
I hate to name drop,
but
I'm kind of BFFs with one of Gillian's old clients, Michelle McManus. So I know.
We love Michelle.
So I know all about the poo pervert that is Gillian McKeith. Because I remember that Michelle does it. So Michelle does some shows, which we've discussed. And she does this bit when she's at corporates and Gillian comes up to her and goes, Michelle, what have you done to your body? If we had to cremate you tomorrow, you've got such a bad case of taxi ass, you'd burn for days.
Oh my God.
Do you remember her in I'm a Lesbian, Get Me Out of Here? And she collapsed.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
We have a character in the show called Gillian McKeith.
Oh my God.
A fabulous
painter. It started as a small joke and it's become
That's what's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah. That's what's beautiful about I'm a Celebrity is that that's exactly the British public are genius when it comes to
it's
people.
It's peak TV, just, isn't it? When she
right.
And Alison Hammond when she laughs.
Oh, Alison. Big Alison. She was a WW ambassador for a while.
She's also one of the only very few successful reality TV stars that's gone on to
Her and Ryland definitely have had the best careers. Although I'm not very keen that they brought Josie Gibson back because I'm not sure anyone wanted
Josie Gibson.
Can't abide her. There, I've said it. Oh my God. Not interested the first time. Why are we being punished now?
Are you so take that, Josie.
Bitch.
Hello, everybody.
Are you Eurovision fans?
Yes.
Because there's quite a buzz in Scotland that Eurovision might be coming here. Yes.
Would you love that? You would absolutely die and go to heaven.
Do you know something? I'll go. I've never seen it fully. Uh-huh. I remember the first one. Remember Dana International?
Yeah.
So she was an Israeli lady that won. And then I liked, what was her name? Euphoria. Corinne? Colleen? Laureen? Laureen? Yeah. Soreen? Malt Loaf? No, that's in case you're needing a shed. Yes, no. I would go, though. I think it does look fun.
I think for me, nothing will beat as a half Irish woman, Riverdance. Do you remember years ago when Riverdance was unveiled to the world? That was my favourite Eurovision memory.
Did you ever watch Kath and Kim?
Yeah.
And did you see them do Riverdance?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, you have to. It's so funny. They're bringing that back.
Oh, I love that.
20 years. I know we're meant to be talking about your show, but we'll go back to it. But yes, the 20-year anniversary. So we've got a Gillian McKeith character. Who else do we have? Is there any stooling in the show?
We've got a character called Uncle Nancy.
Oh my God, there's one over there.
Johnsy. His name is Sir Johnsy, Emperor of Dover, but everyone calls him Nancy. He has hemorrhoids and a problem with pooing, so that also
that's why Gillian McKeith has to come
in. The show's written for you.
Oh my God, I am so in all these topics.
We've also got two friends called Pixie and Katinka who go undercover in the techno and kink scene. There's a whip.
What time is the show on?
9:15. We have Deep Shit, two northern slutty mums.
Deep Shift?
Deep Shit. No, it's Deep Shit, but they are putting in a shift.
Right, okay.
It's like a northern gritty ITV drama, kind of like Happy Valley meets...
Now, can you put me down for a ticket for next week? Because I'm in.
Yeah, we'd love you to come.
I am in. This sounds good.
It's right up your alley.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll get Gillian in.
I'm feeling we could become like the Beverly Sisters and become a trio.
I'm obsessed with... I watched all of 18 series, isn't it? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Is that your favourite one?
Yeah. Beverly Hills is the best one.
We have Slut Pig in the show. Do you remember when she goes...
Oh my God! Well, Kim's not in it anymore.
No.
I know. Have you been watching this recent one with Kathy? Yeah. She's nuts.
And Dorit when she gets burgled.
But I don't... my God, this whole Erica thing.
I love
she went
her.
With that. Oh, what today is a sad day. I had to get rid of my Lamborghini. They went, did you get a car? Yeah, Range Rover. You're like, you don't live in the real world.
She's a true psychopath because she doesn't care, does she, about the victims?
Well, no, but you see, the thing, all I will say is the only person that has successfully married their grandfather was Celine Dion. That's the only person that ever worked out for because Erica married her grandfather.
But they split up.
What do you think about Erica's music
Who
career?
Who split up?
Celine Dion and the grandfather, aren't they?
No, he died, so that's kind of splitting up.
That's fair, yeah.
But Erica's music career.
She what?
Erica Jane's music career. Did you like it? She had that song that was like, it's expensive to be me.
It's the same with all that RuPaul music. It needs to stop.
I'm a big fan. I can see you becoming part of a buddy.
We are swapping numbers.
Join the duo?
It's so rare I make friends.
I know. I honestly have them.
Darlings, what time are you on?
9:15. We're on at 9:15 at Monkey Barrel 4.
Monkey Barrel 4.
Every day, but not the 17th, because we're going to book into a spa.
Oh, lovely.
At the Sheraton or the Balmoral?
I don't know. What do you think?
Sheraton.
Sheraton.
They have an outdoor
Sheraton.
Pool.
Sheraton.
Do you like gin?
Yes.
Or they have a fabulous gin bar, One Square. Tell them Bunty sent you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you doubles. They'll give you doubles.
Yes.
Bend over and say Bunty sent you.
Oh, no. No bending. Drinking. Come over here, round of applause. We're not as a Parker.
Thank you.
I will definitely come. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice. That was most enjoyable.
I think that was actually better than with the audience. No offence to my family.
No, absolutely. Well, the whole point is that the audience are there if they're not there. But that's
so what are you waiting to do now? Drive into a tree?
I don't know. I'm going to go and have a cigarette and think about my life choices.
Clearly. Well, it's been real and I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you. Toodles.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.